It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to Kingdom Business News and Interviews with Essence E, where there is inspiration in every interview and hope in every topic. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to my show. I'm your host, Essence E, and I pray everyone is having a beautiful day out there today. I pray you guys are pushing forward and you're fulfilling the purpose that God has given you. Amen. So today, the topic of the show is called Be a Leader, Not a Follower. So go grab something to eat or to drink and go grab those Bibles, and let's dive right into the show. So First, if you have your Bibles, turn to Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7, and it says, "Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith." So when I say be a leader and not a follower, that means that in the body of Christ, we are the ones who are supposed to set the trends and not be the trends of the world. So always know that God created you to be set apart from other people. You know, there are a lot of born leaders out here. And we have to remember as ambassadors for the body of Christ to imitate his life and not to imitate the world. And I've seen a lot of leaders when they're put to the test, especially on TV, when they're put to the test, that when they talk about certain topics, like for instance, abortion, they try to go around and sugarcoat the truth. So with that being said, let's be more like Christ. Let's be leaders. Let's not follow after the world and what they have going on. You know, we have to be motivators and innovators, not imitators. So when we're sitting up there talking about God, but yet we're still imitating the world, we're doing a disservice not only to God, but to ourselves. We're not being the leader that God has called us to be. And when we're not being the leader that God has called us to be, God may say one day, you know what? I'm going to strip you of your leadership. I'm going to strip you because you're not being that leader that God is calling you. You're not telling the truth to the people out there. You're trying to sugarcoat the truth for your fans. And you know what? You need to be truthful. You need to be truthful about what is in God's word. And I've noticed a lot of leaders, they really do go around the issues. They don't want to talk about the hard things. They don't want to talk about what's going on in this world because it affects their image. So I'm just encouraging you guys out there who are in ministry or in anything that you're doing, be that leader. Be a leader. Like I said, you set the trends. You set the trends. You are the trend. Don't be following the world out here and what they have going on, because God has called us to be set apart from the world. He has called us to be set apart. But some of us, we look a certain way. We look a certain way to people, and that's why some people, they don't listen to us, because we're looking a certain way. Our words are not matching our lives. You know, we talk about God, we say we love God, but are our lives matching the words that we are speaking? Like, we have to put ourselves to task. We have to look in the mirror every single day. We have to know who we are in the Lord, and we have to follow the Lord with the whole heart. Because if we're out there doing things that the world is doing, like I said, we're living a lie. We're not being a leader. We're following after other people who are lost. And there are so many people out there that are lost, and we're following them when they should be trying to imitate our lives through Jesus Christ. Our lives should look like Jesus Christ and not like theirs. So when we're sitting up there saying all these things about Jesus Christ, but then we're going out there and we're looking like them, I mean, we're living a lie. We're telling ourselves that, yeah, we're doing this. Yeah, we're doing that. But no, we're not. We're not. We are trying to practice faith and have the world too, but we can't have it both ways. It's either you're for the Lord or you're not for the Lord. It's either you're going to be on his side or you're not going to be on his side. You have to make a choice on what you want to do, because you can't be out here trying to say, oh, you know, speak about the Lord and everything else, but your words do not match your life. And we have to remember, it doesn't matter how young you are. It doesn't matter how old you are. When God has called you to something, you have to go out there and do it. You know, like it says in 1 Timothy 4:12, let no one despise you for your youth, but set the believers an example in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. So don't let anyone despise your youth. If there is a 5-year-old sitting up there wanting to preach, let them preach. Let them preach. If the Holy Spirit is guiding that 5-year-old, let them preach. Do not despise someone because of how young they are, because God can use young, old, whoever he wants to use. He can use them to do his will and to get his message out there. If he's not going to get his message out there through you, he's going to have someone else go out there and do it. Remember what happened with Saul and David. When Saul was not being the king that God was calling him to be, he was like, I strip you from this. I strip you from this because you're not serving me. You're being disobedient to me, and I will have a man come after you who was a man after my own heart. And that was King David himself. You see, when God strips you, it is the worst feeling in the world. And can you imagine how Saul felt when God was not speaking to him no more, when God stripped him of his leadership and gave it to someone else to fulfill his will, who was going to follow after his heart, who was not going to follow the trends, but he was going to set the trend. See, David was a trendsetter. He's the one who set the trend for his kingdom. And that is what we have to be. We have to be trendsetters. We have to be the trendsetters. We have to be the leaders. We have to be the people that God has called us to be. We cannot be looking like the world out here. We can't be following the world and their trend. We can't be following their trends. No. It doesn't look good. God is like, okay, you're saying all these things about me, but look at this over here. What's going on here? What's going on here? What's going on there? You're talking to the people about me, but what about your life? What's going on inside of your heart? Have you examined yourself today? What's in it right now? Have you examined your heart today? Like, you're up here speaking about the Lord, but you haven't looked into your own heart, into your own soul, on what you're speaking about. You know, a lot of times people just be looking down from the Bible and get what sounds good out of it, and then they preach about that. But no, if you're going to preach about all of it. Preach about every single last word that comes in the word of God. So I'm trying to tell my brothers and my sisters out there, be a leader. Be a leader. You're the one who sets the trends out there. You're the one who stands up and fights and stands in the gap for your brothers and for your sisters. You're the one who God has chosen to speak his word, to be about his word, to let people know about what's going on and what's coming. So like I said, when you're out there in the world and you're looking more like the world than you are of Jesus, it's all nothing but a big old huge sham. And you have to really examine yourself and be like, Lord, please make me better. Use me. Use me to what you call me to be. Because like I said, God can strip you from your leadership. He can remove you if you're not doing right. And you have to remember, God, he gets tired too. God is a loving, he is a just God, he is a patient God. But you know, God, he gets tired as well. He gets tired of looking at the things that are going on in this world. He gets tired of people saying one thing and then doing another. He gets tired of people, you know, just going with the flow and not standing up for him or his word. He really does get tired. So when you are in a position of being a leader and he sees all these things, sometimes God will get so tired. He'd be like, Lord, he'd be like, I'm so tired of this. He will strip you. He will strip you from what he called you to do. So let's not be like Saul. Let's not be disobedient. Let's be the leaders. Let's stand up. Let's stand up and really fight what's going on out there. Oh my gosh, there are so many things that are going on in this world right now, and people are so blind to what is going on. Look at what's happening with Israel. Look at what's happening around us right now. So when we're up here speaking and talking about the love of God and the love of Christ, but if we're not believing that ourselves, and if we're out there going in the world, it's nothing but a big old huge joke, and we need to stop looking like a big huge joke out here. You know, the devil sits back and he laughs at us. He sits back and he literally laughs at us. He's like, oh, they think they're hitting on something. They're not penetrating nothing in my kingdom. They're not battling my demons. They're not doing anything. Okay? And let me tell you, the ones that he attacked most, he attacks the most the ones that are fighting, really being on their knees, praying, fighting in the kingdom, fighting those demons. Those are the people that he's afraid of. He's not afraid of Christians who are up there talking about God and up there doing all kinds of things. Oh, he loves that, because that can also be a distraction from the truth. When we're not being truthful to other people, especially on certain issues, like I said, we're doing a disservice to God, and I don't want to do a disservice to God. We have to be truthful. We can't be sugarcoating and going around the truth and going around the issue and not being real. And not being real, not only to God, but being really real to ourselves. Come on now. There are a lot of people who will not talk about the truth. There are a lot of people who will just go around those issues and try to make it all pretty and sweet. It's not, I mean, you can't make it pretty and sweet. The Lord, the word of God is right there. It's right there. It's stating things right there when you read it right in front of you. So what I'm saying is, just because you have a huge, huge following, and then if you think, if you say this and say that, don't worry. You're still going to have people who say this and say that. Yeah, you could lose followers. Okay. But you should rather lose followers and be the leader and set the trend, then be out here trying to gain more followers for clout. A lot of times there are a lot of people out here who want followers for clout. And that's why there's so many people not knowing the truth. There's so many people who will talk about love, but love is also being truthful. But I also know that love is being truthful, but not in a harsh or evil way, but just telling it like it is. You know how you love someone is by being truthful with them. When you love someone, you tell them this is how it is and this is what it is. Like I said, we are the trendsetters. We are the trendsetters out here in the body of Christ, and we have to set a trend. We have to be the ones to set the trend. We can't follow the trend out here. You know, like I said, you know, we see all kinds, we see all kinds of people who are trying to find truth, who are trying to find a way that God, he's trying to tug on their heart and try to tell them, this is the way you should go. This is not the way you should go. But anytime a leader is up there and when they talk about certain things and they make it seem like, oh, this is okay, it confuses a person. And God is not the author of confusion. God is not a man that he should lie. So we need to take that into consideration. We really do need to be careful of how we speak, how we walk, and how we let people see us, because we can't just say one thing and be about something else. We can't sit up there and say, oh, we talk about gossip and slander in the Bible while we're gossiping and slandering other people ourselves. We can't be up here talking about certain things, saying, oh, well, this is wrong and this is wrong and XYZ. And then we're up there, we're doing it. We are the ones who are doing it. Now we're talking about people. We're slandering people. We're saying all these things, but yet we talk about not to gossip and not to slander. But you see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? We talk about not doing those things, but yet sometimes it slips and we're into the conversation ourselves and not realizing that we just got tricked. We just got tricked. And then all of a sudden you stand back, you be like, Lord, what did I just do? What did I just say? You know, the enemy has a slick way of coming into those cracks, and we have to seal all the cracks so he will not get in and he will not possess anything about us. That God, he's the one who's going to possess us. He's the one that's living in us. Do not let the enemy try to come in and try to make those cracks bigger and bigger and bigger till they're out of control, where you can't control the crack anymore. But you know how you can control it. You can ask the Lord every single day, like, Lord, mold me, make me better. Don't let me be like these other people out here. Don't let me be like this group over here. Let me be the person that you have called me to be. You have called me to be a leader. You have called me to speak to the nations. You have called me to be all that I can be for you. So Lord, just bless me. Bless me, oh Heavenly Father God, to be a trendsetter and not be part of the world. You know, we truly in this day and age really need to look in depth within to ourselves. We truly need to ask God, what do we need to do? How can we be better leaders? How can we follow his word better? You know, because we're not perfect. We're not perfect. We're not walking in perfection, and we don't know everything. Because, you know, God, there's so many things that God wants to show us, but sometimes we get beside ourselves. We think that we know everything, but God is like, you don't know everything. There's so many things that God wants to show us, but we can't be like, we know everything. We think this is this. We think this is that. Cause we still need God. We still need to be teachable as leaders in the body of Christ. We still have to be teachable. We still had to be teachable because we still have a lot to learn. Just because you know the Bible backwards and forwards, that does not mean you don't have anything to learn. There's so much more that you do. God can reveal something to you from his word each and every single day if you ask him and ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. There, just because you read through the whole Bible and you understand it, it doesn't mean that that's all that there is. See, God can reveal something to you each and every single day that's different, that you didn't even realize. That's how beautiful the Bible is. That's how beautiful God is, because there's so many things that are out of this world that we don't know about. So many things. And it's so exciting. It's so exciting to know that we have a creator. Not only he did all those things in the Bible, the parting of the Red Sea, Jonah and the well, you know, all the miracles that he did. It's so exciting to know his word, that we have to remain teachable in order for him to keep showing us, to really keep showing us about what the mysteries of the word. There are a lot of mysteries in the world. A lot of people don't know that, but there's still mystery in there. There is still a lot of mystery. You know, for example, like in Jesus and his ministry, they said Jesus did more miracles that the Bible would have been so long to name them all out. Now, to me, that's a mystery. I'm like, wow, how many more? How many more did Jesus do? Like, those are things that we don't know. And you never know. God can reveal to you maybe one or two more that he did that we don't even know. That's not even in the Bible. You don't, like I said, there's so many things in the Bible, and you have to remain teachable. You can't think that you know everything that there is to know. You can't be thinking that you know more than other people. And as leaders, we have to be the ones, you know, to be humble. And to know that just because someone doesn't know this or X, Y, and Z, you know, we have to be humble and be like, you know what? God is going to reveal it to you. He is going to reveal his word to you. We can't be thinking that we know everything ourselves and make other people feel bad. That's what I'm trying to say. Because a lot of times, a lot of leaders, some of them, and I've experienced this, that they will make, some of them will make you feel bad because you don't know certain things in the Bible and you're just starting off. So like I said, we have to be leaders and not followers. We have to follow the word of the Lord, and we have to come in truth and in love, and to always remember that we are trendsetters. We're the trendsetters. We're not going to follow the world's trend, but we are going to follow God's trend. So I want to thank everyone for tuning in to this show today. I just pray that you got something from it, and to know that you are a leader. You are a leader, and God has called you to be something great. But don't sugarcoat the truth, or don't try to go around the truth. Say the truth in love. Don't be harsh. Don't be harsh with people, or try to come off like in a certain type of way. Like some people I've seen, they act like they're better. Don't come off like that. Say the truth in love. And if they still don't accept it, you dropped it. And then there it is. Like I said, I've always said this. I did a show about this. We are the seed droppers. And it's up to them when we drop that seed to go after God, to water that seed, to really let it grow into the flower. Because God does the rest. We're just seed droppers. That's what we are. Because God does all the rest. He does all the rest. He does the everything, the growing, the molding, everything, the watering, the plant, everything. So we're just the seed droppers. So like I said, thank you guys for tuning in. And right now we're going to play a great song. And it is by Mandisa. It is called Overcomers. And I just want to say this was a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful woman of God. If you know who Mandisa is, she was on American Idol, but then she had a beautiful career as a Christian artist. And unfortunately, she passed away here recently. And I just want to say to her family that she was a beautiful, beautiful light in this world. And I know she's up there dancing with all of the angels, because she was a truly, truly beautiful soul, truly beautiful light. And she was gone too soon. Such a beautiful light, such a beautiful voice. And I just pray that they have comfort and peace at this time. So just remember that you are a overcomer. Know that God is with you always, and just know to always follow your purpose in Christ. So with that being said, take care. God bless you all. Be a leader, not a follower, and know that God is going to guide you all the way. So I love each and every single one of you. Take care, and God bless you all.
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is.
You want to be remembered as a great friend or dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young. So always buckle your seatbelt. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia DMV. Click it or ticket. You want to be remembered as the guy who made everybody laugh. You want to be remembered for the cool stuff you did and for being there to help out your friends and your family. You want to be remembered as an awesome dad. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who died too young because he didn't have a seatbelt on. So do one simple click and buckle up. You don't want to be remembered as the guy who didn't. A message from the Virginia Department of Motor Vehicles. Click it or ticket.